This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It's almost the weekend, but it feels like the weekend because I'm hanging out with my buddy this hour, Joni Abbott.
Thank you. How are you?
Oh, so doing so well, and whenever you're around, I smile. You know that. You make me smile.
It's the same here, Robert. Thank you so much. I love all the love that we've had. You know, I've been on the air with you since 2011.
Well, you know, I could say that it's just not frequently enough anymore because you're so busy, of course, being Supermom, and you're doing your local mainstream radio up there where you are as well. But, you know, any time in addition to your homegrown health radio show podcasts, you just have to give me a holler and you're on.
I sure will. Thank you so much. I love filling in for you when I can, and I love hearing feedback from, you know, everyone who has been longtime listeners and even some of the new listeners as well. So thank you so much, you guys, for giving feedback on how we do radio together, because it's super great. I love it so much.
Yeah, now, Joni, we've been through a lot over the years. You've been through tremendous. You've been open to the world, of course, and with our mutual best buddy, Liam Sheff, who's no longer with us, at least physically. And, you know, we've tackled a lot of controversial subjects together on the air, sometimes without me on the air. And in the time span since we've talked last, there has been so much controversy about male, female, masculine, feminine, sexuality, relationships, how to be polite but not, you know, overtly feminist or not feminist. I mean, I'm so confused. As a man, I'm confused. What do we do?
Well, it is confusing because I think, like anything, and as we look at nature, I always end up going back to nature and birth cycles because those are the things that I know the most and that have touched my life the most deeply. But I look at the fact that we really have to remember that there is a divine masculine and a divine feminine within all of us. And that the things that we are seeing happening in the world sometimes are just reflections of the things that are not in balance, the things that are not in harmony right now. If you look at it, whether it's from an energy standpoint or from a political standpoint or even in your own life, I always like to return back to the word honor. Honoring what is and what always will be. Honoring that within us that just is, and it's that balance of masculine and feminine energy that help create us and make us as we walk through this world having a human experience.
Well, when we talk about the divine, right, our spiritual origin in nature, I'm not confused about that. It's just trying to bring it down into an area where there is seemingly so much confusion, and admittedly, this could be a creation of the mainstream media, once again, to provide division, angst, anger, again, you know, one person against another, one sex against another. And so I recognize that that's part of the confusion out there. Trying to break through it is still a challenge because let's talk about people's experiences and female experience in a Western world. There's a lot of abuse, psychological, social, sexual abuse, physical abuse, and you know, you've talked about it on your show and even on my show together about how there are genuine experiences that bring a difficulty with it where you can have an innocent comment be misinterpreted and because you don't know how it's received based on somebody's history you have no earthly idea about.
Correct. So, I mean, this is why knowing your truth, knowing who you are, and having a strong support system is so important because innocent comments can be twisted and can be made malicious.
Right.
And that says more really about the person who's making the accusation than it really does about you as a person. And also there's patterns of behavior that you have to look at too. You know, you have to go into, does this person have an abuse history? Is this person, malicious and have they done this to anyone else before? I mean, these are all good questions to ask yourself. But there is something to be said too about, you know, and I'm going to bring up the patriarchy word.
Sure.
Women and epigenetics. Mm-hmm. And our DNA, as you know, water has memory.
Yes.
And in the study of epigenetics, we have a lineage in years and years and years of having been, less than, submissive, dismissed, and labeled as crazy. And, we've been gaslighted for so many years just because of our gender and our capabilities not being acknowledged, our capabilities being questioned, right? Women drivers, blah, blah, blah. And instead of looking at the human side of it, it's like, look, we're all just pieces of the same whole. And being on that equal ground, when we have this lineage of abuse in our lives, I think that what we're seeing too with women is like, enough is enough. Like we're reaching that point, and I think a lot of this is, manifesting itself, you know, really physically, but it's really an emotional, spiritual thing that I see happening because of the lineage, the long lineage of what happens in our DNA, and we've been told to, you know, we've been quieted. We've been made to play small. We've been made to feel small. And as we're stepping into this realization that we're not here to play small and be small anymore, we are life givers. We are bodybuilders. We make life together with the masculine. As we step into the fullness of those realizations, it's shaking things up a bit. And I think that it's not as well received because people don't know how to. They don't know how to put their finger on it to say what the thing is.
Well, also, we talk about consciousness if we talk spirituality, right? How conscious are we? If we go back to the origin of America, right, we can acknowledge that the consciousness was different, although those who wrote the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, were very learned and very rooted in the concept of liberty, individual liberty. Now, the views of men and women back then was different, and including the views of slavery, right? Completely different. Do we throw out everything of principle simply because people were not of the consciousness of today? And I think that's a struggle, too, because you have generations of men that grew up in the 20th century, World War II, baby boomers to Gen X, that had an interaction male-female that was largely different when it was more acceptable. Certain things we would now go, hey, that's not acceptable. And so there's confusion about these generations past and how do they fit into this world? And it angers people. Can we give people a little bit of a break if they've grown up differently? How do we do this?
We just look at the human aspect of it. Ask yourself, would I want to be treated that way? Would I want to be looked at that way? Would I want to be considered less than for the color of my skin or the genitals that I was given? You know, like, it's just empathy. We have to have empathy for one another. We have to have empathy for every human here. Yes, we have to look at their actions and say, you're probably crossing the line there. Or maybe you need to get some therapy. Maybe you need some help kind of, putting some words to the emotions that you're feeling, right? There's all kinds of really wonderful support systems out there that will help you get clarity on these issues. It's just that, you know, I think that the imbalance and the pendulum is starting to swing back to bring it into balance because that's what the universe does.
Yes.
The universe puts us in a position, right? Our bodies, we have to go into homeostasis. Having balance and consistency in that balance is what helps bring that harmony within and without. So I look at all of the confusion and I honestly try not to engage in a whole lot of, pissing matches because I don't see that it benefits
right.
the whole. It doesn't benefit me. It doesn't benefit the other person to squabble, when it starts to turn ugly and mean and mean girlish and, you know, like attack mentality, that just simply comes from fear. And you have to look at it like these are people who have a small mindedness and a strong fear about losing a position or something being taken from them as other people step into power.
Well, and I would ask for, weirdly enough, okay, I'm a guy, right? And I would ask for some compassion for the guys that grew up differently because they don't know better. Now, that, I'm not making excuses for them, but I'm saying yelling at them wouldn't help. You know, can we get to the point where we can listen to one another, where we can actually talk with compassion, right? Now, there are going to be some doofuses that you'll never reach. That's true in anything and everything. But as we know, the mainstream media's reporting on this is just inflating passions and anger, not to help folks, but to divide them and to anger them. And so I think the aspect of communication that is lost in that is like, you know what? Talk to somebody as an individual. Find out about where they came from. How did they grow up? What did they experience? And then you can share the same if they're open. And then suddenly they see you as a human as opposed to you're a group, right? We talk about collectivism. You're not a group because you're a woman. You're not a group of women. You are an individual, as I am an individual. So I like to come back to that to bring some ability to communicate once again about things that maybe we've been hurt by in the past and that we don't have to, you know, take it out on everybody, I guess what I'm saying.
Right. Well, just like how, you know, most of our topics are health related and we think it's so important to treat the individual as a, you know, like bio-individuality in healthcare and treatment, why would we not do the same with each other?
Yes.
When you have collective groups then, though, you know, coming on strong and making attacks, you have to look at that group and like that would be a sick group. If we were to apply that to what happens in our bodies and how we care for ourselves and even, you know, when our bodies attack itself, that's, you know, an autoimmune disease, right? So that would be a diseased group of people who would be attacking one another. I don't think it's necessary. I mean, I think we all have to grow up a little bit and say, look, you know, we have to learn how to have these hard conversations. We have to learn, and because we don't have a framework for that, because we don't have a format to follow, there's no template, because I really believe we're breaking ground where this hasn't ever really happened before. But I also think we can look at other cultures where this isn't an issue, because they're human people, you know?
Yeah.
Because we're all human. They look at each other like why would you treat that person that way if you wouldn't want to be treated?
Well,
I mean, either just real...
I wonder, like, you know, with my wife, we joked about this on the air, like, my wife made me a salad. She made me a dinner, right? And it's like, there was such outrage from some people in the media that, Trump made a joke about his wife making a salad for the football players. He ended up serving them fast food. So, I mean, again, we try to make light of things at the same point in time. I don't know. I haven't experienced the same thing women have experienced, that they would react to that. But I just think, as my wife says, I think it's absurd. I'm here to support you and help you to do what you do, and that's okay. When we come back, we're going to talk about this with Joni Abbott, including we've got some breastfeeding stories. We're going to talk about babies, what you should do once they're born. Do you need to clean them? And also something called invisible labor. I have no idea what that is, but Joni does. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the bestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's THE bestedpill.com, the online doctor's office.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Bringing the love, she is. Joni Abbott's with me here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And, I didn't warn you ahead of time that this is what I wanted to talk about, Joni, but you're so game, you'll just go with it. And you speak from your heart, and that's all I ask, because that's what I try to do
thank
all
you.
The time. So thank you for, you know, being game to go to these directions. And just because I know you don't watch the news like I have to or Super Don has to monitor for a radio show, because we do this 6 days a week, there was some CNN, women on CNN, Burnett or something anyway. She was complaining because of a comment that was made about women making meals for their husbands. And I'm like, I just don't know if maybe not every woman wants to do that, but what if the woman wants to do that? Is there something
right.
inherently wrong with it? I'm like, that's where I've just lost it, because they're now collectivizing that every woman should be like them, and how dare a man ever suggest that, you know, you be served dinner.
Right. Well, and I think the thing that has to be looked at here is that, one, it's always been assumed that women will take over that caretaker role for in a marriage and as a homemaker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's assumed that that's what we do. It's assumed. But if someone wants to make a meal for someone, just like if you would want to make a meal for your wife, I would say, what a lovely thing. That's really lovely. That's really great. I'm glad to see that your partnership allows you both to use food as an expression of love to one another. Like, I think it's when it becomes assumed, when the job, and this is where we'll get into the story a little bit later on mm-hmm. invisible labor,
yeah.
when it's all of the unthought about jobs and tasks that end up weighing heavily on our minds, because if we don't do it, nobody else will,
mm-hmm.
because it just escapes usually our partners' minds that and even our children, right? Sure. It escapes their minds that, like, who fills up the toilet paper? Who keeps track of inventory in the house? And we're so good at it at the same time. We're so efficient and have been almost bred to do it, kind of like a horse, you know, that we just fall kind of naturally into those roles. And I think awareness, we have to just become conscious of it first and kind of help have these conversations and bring that awareness so we can change our actions or not engage in relationships that have that expectation.
Right. And I think that's the key, what you just said right there, is that you come into some level of agreement in terms of maybe it's considered a division of labor, right? How does your relationship, every relationship is going to have nuances and difference versus, again, the assumption that has been the case. And some people don't fit well in that, others do. And the freedom to do that, the freedom to choose as a woman to do whatever as far as going out into the world to work or staying home and raising the family. Again, I don't want to denigrate any choice a woman makes. I just want that to be, you know, something that's made consciously. And that's, I guess for me, that's the main point.
Right, right. And you have to, and for maybe those who are not in a place of privilege, like, you know, for instance, or if you are in a place of privilege, I'm sorry, for men in general, okay, let's just take a standard male-female home marriage, okay, and for instance, you and your wife, if maybe the other partner who isn't in the caretaker position would be more thoughtful and start thinking about all that the other person does, right? Sit down and, like, really do some critical thinking about how everything works and how all of the pieces to this one nuclear family's puzzle seems to work. Who keeps the cogs in the wheel moving?
Yes.
And so you have to look at who pulls what duty on each side and really have that conversation. Do you feel like it's fair? If you don't think it's fair, is what can I do to help? Is there anything that you can see, given our schedule, that I can do to help you feel like you have a little more time for yourself, or that you feel like you're still feeling fulfilled in life by doing all of the things that you want to do, the things that bring you joy and the things that, you know, bring you passion in life?
Well,
that's the partnership.
That's engaging in conscious communication. And again, that's the point. If we can assume for everybody it's going to be the same, that's ridiculous, because we're all individuals in how we come together and interact. So from a collectivist mindset about male and female and how it should work always this way, it's just not a one-size-fits-all approach, I think. But, again, this is not an endorsement for abusive relationships ever, but recognizing that it takes two, does it not, Joni, to be in an abusive relationship?
Yes, because you can't play along. Yes, it does take two, because the other person chooses to stay, like I did in mine. Mm-hmm. But what you have to do, though, is understand the level of fear and the level of, like, financial abuse. If a woman has nothing when she leaves,
right,
and there's no money to leave, and there's nowhere to go, then what?
Yes.
Right?
And we have to create... The fear, again, comes back to that, because that's the ultimate controlling factor. And an abuser uses that fear against the abused. And, of course, that perpetuates the cycle. So, again, this gets into how do we consciously help someone out of that? You've been through this and overcome it. And, wow, just extraordinary. You've been able to help so many through your experience. We've got another segment here with Joni Abbott talking about things we just, it's very special to be able to do this. And hopefully it's helpful for all y'all out there hearing it. We'll be back with more powerful healing after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science. And of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barataro. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announces a deal regarding the partial government shutdown.
In a short while,
I will sign a bill to open our government for 3 weeks until February 15th. I will make sure that all employees receive their back pay very quickly or as soon as possible.
Reaction on Capitol Hill from Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
The best way to get this thing to conclusion is to open up the government.
Longtime Trump associate Roger Stone says he's been falsely accused in connection with the Robert Mueller probe. Stone spoke outside a federal courthouse in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
I will plead not guilty to these charges. I will defeat them in court. I believe this is a politically motivated investigation. I am troubled by the political motivations of the prosecutors.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, all the links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. You can hear us live on GCN and iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, and simulcasting on YouTube. And certain segments will end up on Brighteon. Our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger's got that set up so we don't get censored ultimately for the information we deliver here. Speaking of delivering, Joni Abbott's delivering lots of good stuff for us. And Joni, what links should we know for all of our listeners here that want to learn more about you?
Well, I am doing my podcast weekly now. It's called Homegrown Health, and that is found on Stitcher, iTunes, and SoundCloud. Now, Homegrown Health has expanded again once I relaunched it here last in August. So it's all about raising kids outside of the modern medical model, but it is also about, I've included more on the emotional health side of things, because as a busy mom and working a lot of jobs and being a provider and also a nurturer, I have realized that so many of the things that we do as women contribute to our health. How we feel, how our thoughts create feelings, all of those things, it contributes to our physical ailments, if you will, or our bliss. So I've included a lot of that as well into Homegrown Health, and it's been a really fun journey so far. So thank you, Robert.
I am glad you're back. And, you know, you are bringing, again, the voice, not only your beautiful voice, but what's behind it, your experience, to everything that you do. And I don't have this expertise that you have. And I'm so grateful that you're in my life to bring that about as often as we can. Not often enough, in my opinion, but as often as we can. And you had mentioned something, I think last segment, about invisible labor. And I think there's a link in the show notes to this. And it's not something I was familiar with. And it says it can negatively impact the well-being in mothers. But what is invisible labor?
Well, invisible labor, it's not like you're in labor with a baby and it's invisible and you don't know it. So we're talking more about, like, again, being a caretaker and having a full-time job, doing all of those little things. Sure, we see more partners picking up the slack when it comes to laundry and dishes and caretaking, and so grateful and glad that that's, you know, starting to happen more, in my opinion. It needed to happen all the time, because, you know, it takes two people to make a baby. However, it's those things that pass our minds. And this is the stuff that we see, and I even see it in myself. When I start to feel overwhelmed, that's when we go into the ignore zone, and we ignore our needs, and we start to ignore all of the things that we are feeling, including a lot of tension. We might be holding our breath more to get through situations. Mm. And ultimately, that level of stress starts to take a toll on our health, because we start ending up with things like less sleep, short-term memory loss. I can tell you, when I'm in a high-functioning mode of trying to make sure, like, planning not only my schedule during the day, but the schedule of all three of my girls, who needs to be taken where, mm-hmm. who needs to, you know, have what shoes replaced for PE or for ballet, or whether or not, you know, we ran out of toilet paper or laundry detergent. It's all of those things that need a well-oiled, organized system. And at any given point, if one of those factors changes, who's going to take care of that? It's those things that are the invisible labor, making sure that there's enough laundry detergent for those who are doing laundry, no matter who is in the house doing it. And it's those things those tasks that can start to kind of add up in our minds. And as organized as we can get, what is that lady that's on Netflix right now that everyone's loving so much, Marie? Somebody, I don't know if you've seen it or not, but she's like the organizing lady. And no matter how many of those ladies that we have, helping us learn how to better be organized to make sure those things flow, mm-hmm. it's still, those responsibilities still fall on us.
I think about the times, like, if my wife had to be away, right? And as a dad now, suddenly, I'm taking on the things that my wife does, like, it's like breathing, right? Seemingly a natural thing. And I'm in a panic mode. I'm catatonic. I'm like overwhelmed. I'm thinking, I don't feel like I'm wired for this, right? And I think that, of course, you can push yourself into new areas that way, and anybody could be capable of doing it. But for women that, for instance, if they're single moms and they have to work and take care of the family, I'm just in awe. I don't know how that's a functional thing to do. I don't know how I could do something like that and devote the time needed to do for instance, this radio show and do it justice. So to me, I feel inadequate when I look at my wife or women in general that can do or do all of that.
Well, and you know, that feeling of inadequacy, you know, like we talk about, like you said, you don't feel like you're wired for it. Mm-hmm. You're not probably wired for it because you haven't really, men over the long periods of time haven't had to do it. Right? Mm-hmm. And so it's not that we're trying to take away the beauty of femininity. We don't want to have to either gender kill off the beauty in our own divine masculine and our own divine feminine. We want to be able to figure out how do we help all of that harmonize and work both of those things into everything that we do, not just burden ourselves by feeling we have to be more feminine. Does doing things that your wife does that make you, Robert, more feminine?
I don't think so. I'm not sure if it does.
Well,
Mrs. Doubtfire just joined
us. I think that what of the women who really embrace the role of mother and nurturer, that divine feminine, and have no interest in living or working outside the home, like some women strive to do? You know, is there compassion for that? Because I find that there are a lot of women are very judgmental of women who want to be the caretakers and the homemakers and the moms and things.
Well, I think the judgment might come through worry even about this, about a woman who seemingly would be giving up her own self, because so many of us have already, I mean, I've been there. I've lost myself in those roles. The mental and emotional abuse didn't help. Because I just was expected then to be the servant. But when it comes to, our own autonomy, if we so choose, that happened to me. I was in radio. I was in my career when I had my first baby, and all of a sudden I had this beautiful baby and I had a beautiful natural birth, and everything in my biology was like, you cannot leave her. Do not leave her. Mm. So I decided not to go against my feelings. I mean, I tried, but biologically, I literally and physically could not handle it.
Right.
I was not successfully, you know, able to breastfeed as much. Something was very new to me. I was a new young mom, and all I wanted was my baby. And it felt like I had to survive, I had to have it.
But that didn't come from a patriarchal man telling you had to do that. You were getting that from within.
No.
Yes.
No, that all came from within. And I very gladly and lovingly and very happily became and threw myself into being a full-time mom and a stay-at-home mom. And I'll tell you, that was the toughest job I ever had.
Wow. Yeah, no, I believe it is. And, you know, when you do these analyses from an economic standpoint, most men couldn't afford their wives if they're staying home doing everything.
Yeah, I think the last figure I saw was something like $162,000 a year we were supposed to be making.
Yeah, I think that's underestimating it, honestly. Now, Joni, I appreciate you being just so candid and open to talk about this with me, because I can't do this with Super Don. I love Super Don, but we can't talk like this. So,
maybe you guys should have a cleaning toilets conversation. I think that should be something that you start incorporating in, maybe you guys being able to open up that conversation from, a more male dominant perspective. Maybe that would be something that I would like to challenge you guys.
Run it by Super Don and see what he says, because he's the dominant masculine guy on this show, right? I'm just like here gender neutral. We don't even know. So I'm going to ask you now about a childbirth question. This is something I've said for years, but I know it's a perspective I want people to hear. When baby is born, and I'd like to see more home births happen, midwife, doula. A lot of people, though, are afraid. They bought into the lies of modern medicine. So it's dangerous to have a baby in a hospital because they want to hit them with Hep B. And yesterday, or a couple of days ago, I covered this with Ty Bollinger. When there's a Hep B shortage, a vaccine shortage, less infant mortality. So there's a lot of things modern medicine does wrong when it comes to childbirth. And one of those things is they take the baby away and wash the baby. Why? Is the baby dirty coming out of the birth canal? Why would they wash the baby?
Well, I mean, yeah, that's what they think, right? They think they wash the baby up, and the first introduction to triclosan and sodium lauryl sulfate, which are toxic chemicals, right in an infant's newborn skin before their immune system is even developed, right? And then they just give them a few doses of vitamin K vaccine and the Hep B vaccine, and they hand the baby back to mom. Or they, you know, do the vaccines after. Either way, what they are missing is that there is this vernix that is full of microbes, beneficial microbes that only help protect the baby's immune system, because our skin is our largest organ. It helps protect against invaders from things like meningitis and pneumonia, which are rampant in hospitals. I got spinal meningitis from the hospital when I was born. I was a preemie baby, and I was only about 2 pounds, and then I got spinal meningitis from the hospital. So that is so easy to happen. As we know, hospitals are dirty places where you get all kinds of bacteria and things that are not considered friendly germs. So like when you birth at home in a friendly germ environment that your body and your baby are already used to. So the vernix also helps, protect baby. It forms actually in utero because they're in water. They're in amniotic fluid. And then when they're born, it helps protect And to wash that away is stripping your babies, some of your babies, protection away from outside invaders.
It's just so, it's just so stupid. And I'm thinking it had to, a man had to come up with this. Although, you know, we like to say just rub some dirt in it, but I just, it's just when it comes to childbirth, it's not dirt. In fact, the microbiome is not just in the gut, which we talk about the starting of it, going having a vaginal birth to kind of swab and get it in there if they didn't have a vaginal birth. But the idea that the outside is also part of a microbiome.
Yeah, the microbiome actually starts in utero. It's the microbes are transferred from placenta to baby in there, but it's not, that's not all that they need, right? So there's a placental transfer, but then it's the bacterial transfer through vaginal birth, and even skin to skin contact is so important with mom right away because it also helps regulate baby's heart rate. It regulates baby's respiratory system and their entire central nervous system. Yeah. The baby knows mom's smell within the first 10 minutes. Like, they're interrupting the natural biological processes. I mean, we wouldn't do that to other laboring animals. We don't do that to other laboring animals. In fact, we're very humane when it comes to other animals giving birth in an animal kingdom. But for us, we somehow feel like we know better somehow, and we just cannot ever outsmart by, you know,
yeah,
nature.
I think
just won't happen.
See, that's the arrogant masculine, not the divine masculine, that does that. And we talked about it on the break, and I said this on the air, that in order for women to become...
I know plenty of women who are arrogant divine masculine, by the way. I know plenty of women who've been arrogant masculine.
Well, and I think a lot of them are in medicine because they buy into this, and they have to suppress or subjugate their feminine, their divine feminine in allopathic medicine because it is a masculine, conquer nature context. And I want to talk with you more about that, but we're out of time.
Oh, no. Well, it looks like we'll just have to do another show together.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait. By the way, breastfeeding also provides significant long-term health benefits to mothers. We didn't get a chance to talk about it. Read the article. It should be a moment of duh, but if it's not, read it, learn it, share it, as you shall share the Robert Scott Bell Show and Joni Abbott's wonderfulness. Thank you, Joni.
Thank you, Robert. Have a great day.
All right. Back with Super Don to wrap it up after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Thank you, Joni Abbott, and great show. Looking forward for all y'all listening live to see you in Tampa Bay area this weekend with Dr. Marlene Siegel and friends.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who are not going to be there, we will be live from that event on Sunday, our normal work start of the work week. Super Don, I'm just looking at this question of the day, and I'm wishing we didn't let Joni go before this, because this would be, we need her help on this one.
But yeah.
Two masculine guys, right?
Well,
I've got to answer
look,
this question.
I think it has to do with just kind of like logistics and things that we probably could handle. But
you think so?
Let's give it a shot.
All right. It's about a body part we don't have. A question of the day coming from Alex. I don't know if this Alex is a boy or a girl. I'm thinking it could be a girl more likely.
I think it's a girl. Alex is one of those names where they kind of goes both ways.
Right, exactly. And with this question, the nature of this question, I'm guessing it is. Hi, what would be the best method of application of colloidal silver in the treatment for HPV? Who is best qualified to administer that treatment? Thank you.
No?
Super Don, you want to volunteer for this one?
Well, I mean, you know, the HPV, we're talking about the cervix, right?
Yes,
so
the cervix.
There's only one way that I'm aware of to get there directly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it doesn't, you know, it's pretty self-explanatory.
What was the word you would use? How do you administer this, you know, that word? What is that word we're looking for? We're a couple of guys trying to struggle here through this.
Whatever.
Intravaginal.
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna use basically the same thing. Sure. Okay. Intravaginal.
You have to be medical about this. This is not a titillating segment.
We do have a song for that, but we won't play it.
Right. Yeah. It was the snowflake vagina theme. Right. All right, ladies. This is for you.
Yes.
And if you have a loved one that can help, that's fine. We're not judging. But yeah, it is about how do you deliver a liquid to the cervix? And obviously, we would use the bioactive silver hydrosol because of its full-on, almost 100% bioactivity.
What kind of applicator would you use, I guess, would be the, I mean, just, I mean, since we're talking about it, I mean, you know.
Well,
I mean,
that's up to the ladies. But again, there are things that are called, well, here's the joke. My dad used to work for the CB Fleet Pharmaceutical Company. They made Fleet enemas and douches, right? And
right,
this is where they would, you know, drive a liquid directly into the vaginal
okay
canal. Now, the idea
that's
here...
That's a lot of silver, though, isn't it?
Well, it could be. Some people dilute it. You don't have to. If you can afford to do it full strength, it's designed to be used that way. But the idea is to drive it, you know, deep into the vaginal canal, to the cervix, where it can neutralize the human papillomavirus directly on contact. And if you were to do 1, 2, 3 ounces, and again, this is all dependent on what can be retained, you want to elevate the pelvis. You don't want the liquid to go right in and right out. The idea is retain it 5, 10, 15, even 20 minutes, but that requires some yoga, right? You're going to do, I don't know what the pose is, but elevating the pelvis so that gravity can hold some of the liquid in there for a period of time that provides for maximization of the ion interaction with the viral particles there. The ions can bind and denature the protein capsid structure of a virus or penetrate the virus and bind to the DNA that steals from you. Every virus, it kind of, whether it's a DNA virus, RNA virus, doesn't matter. But suffice it to say, the silver accelerates what your immune system, ladies, can do in the span of months to years. They often say that even if you have a basically functioning immune system, if you do nothing, your immune system will intervene and neutralize the HPV eventually. Now, it could take 2 years, and if you don't want to wait, then silver hydrosol application locally is brilliant. Now, to do this 1 or 2 times a day over the span of a week to 10 days, you can be, I'd say, 99.9 to 100% certain there is no virus that can withstand the presence of the active state of silver. So it might be a little inconvenient for a week to 10 days of doing this protocol, but there's no downside because silver also downregulates tissue inflammation, upregulates regeneration. Some have argued that you may want to use vaginal suppositories in terms of replenishing probiotic colonies. But remember, the uniformity with which silver can interact with the microbiome locally will allow for the repopulation of a healthy microbiome that is balanced as opposed to one that is imbalanced because of antiviral or antibacterial, antifungal drugs that are really destroy the balance. Silver, you're not destroying the balance. So hopefully, Alex, that's helpful to you. If anybody has any tips, because we're just a couple of guys talking about things we shouldn't be
talking
about.
Doing the best we can.
Yeah. Yeah. Give us a break here. We're trying to do this. How interesting that was the finale for a female-male discussion, and the men
right?
have to talk about this at the end of the hour.
It is a strange world. It really is.
All right. Well, get back to us with your hate mail or words of support. We'll report on them maybe this Sunday or next week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we remind you, male or female, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.